Don't have time to read that research paper you saved? Chelsea and Olivia want to help you out. We know how it is. That's why we read it for you. Welcome to the Exercise Science Too Long Didn't Read podcast.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. We're going to talk about another paper today.
I'm shocked.
As you should be.
I mean, I thought for a minute that's what we did here.
Oh.
But if not, let me know. I can change course, like, real quick.
Hey, we might one day. We'll find out.
I mean, if it turns out the people hate us, we might have to.
It's true.
But that's why you do these things, trial and error. So what do you have prepared for us today?
Today we are going to talk about something that's very prevalent these days. Low back pain.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. So today
we're... pain in my backside.
In this episode, we're going to talk about a paper that looks at the association of back pain, sitting time, body mass index, and leisure time physical activity in older adults.
I almost resemble all of those.
Almost.
I do enjoy my sitting around time. I really hope you don't tell me that that is going to cause me problems.
We'll find out. Are you ready?
I mean, I guess. I'm very nervous. I'm going to be disappointed in the results of this paper. I don't currently have low back pain. I do occasionally get like a sciatic situation in my left hip, back glute area.
I would say that classifies as low back pain. This paper is by Lemes, Pinto, Turri, Codogno, Oliveira, Ross, Arajo, and there's Montero.
Ah.
Please forgive me if I pronounced your name wrong. I did my best. This paper was published in 2021. The title...
Another new baby.
Yeah, new baby fresh out.
Man, people had some time to kill in quarantine, I guess.
The title of the paper is The Association Between Leisure Time Physical Activity...
My favorite.
Sedentary behavior.
Also my favorite.
And low back pain.
Not my favorite.
And a cross-sectional analysis in a primary care setting.
Maybe will someday be my favorite. Hopefully.
Maybe. It was published in Spine.
It's kind of neat. There's a whole publication just for... I assume clearly not just spinal... things, but all things back.
Yeah.
It would seem.
The purpose of this study was to test whether or not there is an relationship of leisure time physical activity and low back pain in primary care setting in Brazil.
Oh, so they specifically called it out in their paper that they only looked at facilities in Brazil, or that was like something they really wanted to focus on.
They just specifically called it out in their paper. I think that's where they're all from. So that's just where they looked.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Whether that's where they're from or not, I think it's helpful when trying to read and interpret results of things to, you know, just have all the details. Like, look, we might have decided to look elsewhere, but we didn't. So here's a snapshot of what we found in a specific geographic area in a specific setting. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how they did it. The study began in 2010, and they did assessments in 2012, 2014, and 2016. The participants were from 17 different primary care facilities, and leisure time physical activity was evaluated with the BAKE physical activity questionnaire. It's B-A-E-C-K-E. There's a lot of vowels in that word, so it's something in that neighborhood, I'm sure. So that questionnaire, which consists of 16 questions scored on a 5-point Likert scale. Now, we've seen the Likert scale before, haven't we?
We have. Do you remember what it is?
No. I just remember the name, and that's already doing pretty well in my book.
So the most common Likert scale is whenever you're doing a satisfaction survey, and it's very satisfied, satisfied, not satisfied, very dissatisfied, so on and so forth.
So they use that. They also categorize the participants as physically active, or my favorite, insufficiently active. That is the politest way to tell someone, like, listen, your couch potato ways have got to go. They're not being mean. They're not like, hey, loser who never moves, like my dog, who just naps all day and then looks at me as if to say, how dare you wake me up and interrupt my nap? You are insufficiently active, sir. I think I need to find a way to use that in my real life. So, low back pain and sitting time per day were assessed with questionnaires. I'm assuming the Likert and the other one I can't pronounce are those questionnaires. So we have participants categorized as physically active or insufficiently active, filling out two different questionnaires that have two different ways of... So we have two different questionnaires being used to subjectively somewhat extrapolate responses from two different groups of people. So that's what we've got. That's what we're working with. What else do we have?
We have 557 people.
That's a lot. That's a good number.
It is a good amount of people. With a mean age of 69 years.
69, dudes. Sorry, I really just watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2 weeks ago.
35% of the 557 were overweight, and 40% of the 557 were obese. 61% of the 557 were insufficiently active, so that was 343 people. And then 72% spent more than 3 hours a day sitting.
That would be me.
So interesting that, what is that, 28% of them that were insufficiently active sat more than 3 hours a day. Or set less than 3 hours a day.
So I guess what they're saying with that is that you can be up and around or standing or whatever and still be insufficiently active.
Mm-hmm.
Did they specify what made someone insufficiently active? Like, is it... you said the study was looking at leisure activities. So I don't think that they're considering insufficiently active, like not working out. It doesn't seem like working out or like an actual specific exercise is at play here.
The leisure time activity was measured separately from sitting time. So whenever they're going over these results and categorizing them, they're probably not comparing those two questions or results. So it's a separate result.
And could some of the sufficiently active people also sit for more than 3 hours a day? Mm.
Probably. But then it probably isn't the leisure time physical activity. They're probably doing more like exercising.
I mean, like my fiance's mom is one of those people that she's just always doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see her, she's on her feet. She's doing dishes, wiping off counters, working out. I don't think I see her just sit. unless she's eating. And even then, it's coin toss. Some people I just think are, I don't know if it has to do with energy or fidgetiness or
anxiety,
discomfort sitting, or ADHD like me. I'm all of the above. But it definitely seems like some people, like, just physically, their mind or their body will not let them just sit.
I'm that way. Of those who were insufficiently active, 66.5% experienced low back pain. And then the people that were physically active, 54.2% reported low back pain.
Did they say anything about what kind of low back pain they were looking at?
They worded it as an instance of low back pain. So if you had any type of low back pain at all.
Okay. So if I bent over to pet my dog or tie my shoe and I felt a pain, but I could still, like, stand up and move and I was fine, that would count as much as, like, waking up in the morning and going, holy crap, my back hurts. And then it hurts for, like, 4 days.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it seems that way. It's an instance. I would consider both of those one instance each.
Participants in the physically active group were significantly less likely to have low back pain.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So in the group that sat less than 3 hours a day and they were physically active, they were less likely to have low back pain in the obese category, but not in the overweight category or the normal weight category, which is interesting. So I just find it interesting that the physically active and those that sat less than 3 hours a day were less likely to have back pain in the obese category, but not the other two categories.
That is interesting.
It's very interesting.
Where I was going earlier was, you know, I know,
because you would think
friends of mine,
obesity would have more low back pain.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, I've heard folks complain about, you know, knee pain and things like that just because they're carrying around a lot.
More, yeah.
And friends of mine that buy larger bras than I do have fussed about upper, lower, just back pain in general because they've got so much more weight on their front that they're having to support and stand up straight and all of those things. So that's kind of where I was thinking, it is surprising that it doesn't translate the same way.
Yeah. And there was no significant change in the odds of low back pain if they sat more than 3 hours a day. So sitting time was not correlated to low back pain.
Thank goodness. I don't have to stop my sitting around time. I mean, like, work sitting around time is not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about my wake up, get some coffee, chill on the couch, watch an F1 race. Or, you know, whatever's on. And I'm sitting around time.
Oh, yeah. So, but you're still physically active and that makes you less likely to have back pain. So keep it up.
Oh, fine.
So in conclusion, there may be an association with low back pain and physical activity and BMI. There is an inverse relationship between the leisure time physical activity and low back pain. So the more active you are, the less likely you are to have low back pain. But remember, this is a specific population in primary care settings in Brazil.
Yeah, but it sounds like, you know, this could be applied to adults almost in terms of a preventative.
I think,
like,
so.
Like you were telling me, keep up with being active. And one, it builds habits that you can sustain into older adulthood. And two, you're just kind of building a good base and a good frame to help you age. Ugh.
I think so.
I don't want to.
Too late.
I think there's a lot of good stuff in here. I think it gives an indication to primary care facilities, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, all of these elder care or older adult living situations that this is important and this should be included in either the facility, like have an on-site gym, have walking classes, have activities, really try to make it a part of daily life in these facilities, and you'll save money, really, because people won't be going to the clinic, or less pain meds, just less everything. It's always a good thing.
So, oh yeah.
An object in motion will stay in motion, so just get up and go. Yeah. Again, I love my sitting around time, but I enjoy walking my dogs. That's nice. A nice walk in the park. Playing some Pokemans with the kids. My friend's kids, not my own. I don't have any yet, but yeah, it's a good time. Get out in nature. What's your favorite leisure activity?
I like walking. I like everything. I like bowling.
Oh, bowling's good.
I like
we haven't been in a long time. We should go.
I agree. I do want to point out something that the authors pointed out that I thought was interesting. They wanted to keep in mind that there has been studies that show that an average of 84% of people overestimate their physical activity levels when taken in surveys or whenever they're recalling their physical activity.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I would totally agree with that.
So that's something to keep in mind with this paper, is that especially when it comes to the sitting time and the insufficiently active and physically active groups, people probably are overestimating how much time they're actually active.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And the results of the study, the authors pointed out some studies that have shown increased physical labor at work can be associated with low back pain. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
That also makes sense, because depending on what you're doing, you're probably you're less focused on form. And if it's a repetitive activity, even if your form is good, like, you're still going to have
wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that checks out.
It makes sense.
In my mind, anyway. Well, let us know what you guys think. What's your favorite leisure activity? What do you want to still be able to do when you're older? If you are already older, what's your favorite activity to do now? Do you have low back pain?
You'd like to continue to do.
Do you have upper back? Do you have any back pain?
Give us a shout out.
Yes. Hit us up on the socials.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at exerciscienctldr.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.